At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com today for limited time offers.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're only on day two of the diary, and we have some angry listeners.
We do indeed, and I'm sorry, I guess.
Well, first off, people think we should treat it with reverence. If you don't know what it is, I found a diary decades ago, like 20 years ago in Wash Park, blah, blah, blah. And we've decided to visit it because I don't remember it and nobody in the room knows the full story.
Right.
We're reading a couple entries a day right now. We were a little giggly yesterday because we were very nervous. Erica struggled quite a bit with it's really like much as I want to beat her up for being as dumb as she is, it's real hard to read.
Yeah. I'm having better spirits about reading it today.
You are?
But yeah.
You're oddly more tired today than
I'm
you were yesterday.
I'm so very tired. My dog had to poop a lot in the night, which I shouldn't have said.
By the way,
said
that's not from the diary. That was from Erica.
I shouldn't have said that in front of the diary because that's very disrespectful. But
why are people so mad?
I don't know.
What are you mad at? It's just.
I mean, are they thinking maybe whoever wrote this, we could still, because they never reached out, right? When you've done this in the past. So, I mean, there is that maybe. They will hear it and
maybe
recognize it.
Maybe I'm making fun of them.
Erica, why don't you hold it up to the camera so that people can see how bad the handwriting is, even today. It's
pretty
like,
rough.
It's terrible. There's one spot that I can see where she wrote in
not
in print.
Oh my God,
she did the
caps.
Whole
this
thing,
the
it'd be
problem.
So much better.
She's writing in cursive.
And it's real loopy.
Did you ever get cards and stuff from your grandparents?
Yeah, and they're hard to read.
Yeah, you have to read them aloud on a radio station.
Especially when the money falls out and you have to pretend.
It's like, oh, I didn't see that 50.
Yeah. Read through the loops.
Just a quick recap before she begins to destroy the reading for today. Yesterday, the first two entries, we don't know her name, right?
Correct.
No.
We know her friends' names are so far Kim, who's her roommate who's smoking hot and internet dating.
Dating a sculptor who's hot.
Yes. Mm. And then Julie is the friend who got her the diary.
Right. And she's starting to think, maybe it's because I've got some stuff to sort out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We know she works at the bank, too.
Oh, yes. Remember that, right? Yes.
She works at the
bank. And a monkey could do her job.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Okay.
Okay. Feeling optimistic.
All right.
June 25th. My family is not making my life any more fun right now. They're the reason therapy is such a big business. Whew. My family is crazy, and I know everyone's family is crazy, but mine is all of a sudden a special kind of crazy. Fancy crazy, crazy with hot sauce. It's almost like people get married just so they can get divorced and then annoy their children by fighting with each other and pushing their new girlfriends in front of your face. Idiot.
Is that her mom or her dad? Oh, dad. Yeah.
Mom's okay. I mean, not as much of a crazy person as dad. As far as the dating thing goes. Okay, we made it through a whole page. Instead, she just constantly reminds me of how single I am when she beeps about my father and his new girlfriend.
We established this. We get standards and practices. We'll get it. Just read
it's
the word.
It's not comfortable for me to say when I know I'm on the radio.
I'm sorry, read that last sentence again.
Instead, she just constantly reminds me of how single I am when she beeps about my father and his new girlfriend. Well, your father and his new tart, or your father and that bubblehead. I try to change the subject. That leads to the, when are you going to meet someone nice? Thanks, Mom, but I don't need a reminder. If my mom's listening right now, she's literally wondering if this is my diary. wait. But okay. Not the parent stuff.
Okay, yeah,
sorry. So my dad has this new girlfriend who's only like 10 years older than me. And I know that it could be worse. Could it? She could be the same age. Gross. But now she keeps showing up everywhere. He took me to lunch for my birthday and she showed up halfway through. She's nice enough, but she baby talks. Ew. Seriously, a grown woman baby talking. Aw, how does it feel to be a grown up now? She sings every sentence. I hate it. He seems to like her. So fine, Dad. Have fun. Just please don't marry her. We're going on to July 1st, right?
Yeah, we're going to do two entries today. So.
Ooh, this next one's exciting. We're in a new color pen, too. We're in blue today.
Okay.
July 1st. I got a promotion. I got a promotion. I got a promotion. Dang. That's right. Me. I'm no longer a teller. I am now a personal banker. Just a fancy term for cool chick who helps you get a loan for your car or helps you open a CD. Is that a bank term?
Certificate of deposit. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And stuff like that. I even get to start learning some of the mortgage and finance stuff. There's also like little stars and hearts all over these pages.
Oh, you know, really?
She's in a good mood.
Oh, cool. Awesome.
I'm really excited to be doing something new and get to learn. And it's super cool that my boss thinks I'm doing a good job. My mom said it was a step forward and to learn all I can. I've been thinking about going to get my real estate license.
Huh.
She's misspelled license three times. But I don't know if that's what I really want to do. So I'll get to kind of try parts of it out, sort of, with the housing stuff and get a better idea. I left a message for Dad, too, but he hasn't called me back. I bet he'll be excited, too. He's always asking me what I plan to do with my degree. Why? Okay, the handwriting is getting harder. We're almost there. Why do you want to study sociology, sport? Study something like... Mom, Dad.
Oh no.
I'm showing Aaron. Study like you, Dad.
I don't know.
Okay. Study something like you, Dad. I think he was afraid I'd end up a teacher like my mom. She likes being at the same school with new something year olds. Five, six every year and doesn't care about the money. It was really hard watching her struggle after she and my dad split up. Teaching kindergarten doesn't make you a millionaire. I have to go get dressed. We're going out tonight. That's how it ends.
Can I see the book back?
Yeah.
Can you try
to figure out that?
It looks like low, but I don't know.
Yeah, that went a lot better.
Study sociology, sports, study law like your mom.
I was so close.
study law like your dad. Wait, do I have to read this?
I don't know how you got that so quickly.
It's an L and then an A and then a W.
Told me what it is, I know, but.
So what have we learned? Bad divorce with the parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hate each other.
Her dad's dating a tart.
He's a lawyer, mm-hmm. or he studied law in some form.
Mm-hmm. And his new, she's like 35 because she's 10 years older than her.
Oh, I forgot. We do know her age.
She's 25. She said, right?
Yeah.
That was yesterday?
Oh, okay. She's 35. That feels weird.
Yeah, but she got a promotion. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mom is a kindergarten teacher.
And she's going out.
Okay.
I'm so excited to hear what happens.
You can text at 303-222-5423, but you can suck it. Erica did a way better job today.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow is day three, and hopefully she'll be able to read the harder words like law tomorrow.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.